Three Czech parties, the Civic Democrats, Top 09 and the centrist Public Affairs Party, signed an agreement on Wednesday to create what they call a centre-right coalition of fiscal responsibility. The move was sanctioned by President Václav Klaus, who has so far held off from naming a prime minister-designate. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
Events have moved fast following an election in which the winner was left empty-handed and the three runners-up with a realistic chance of forming the country's next government. Amid speculation as to who the president would name prime minister, the three centre-right parties swiftly clinched a deal, signing a declaration stating their intention to create what they called a government of fiscal responsibility, rule of law and fight against corruption. On Wednesday, they created joint teams to hammer out policies in several key areas, including budget and taxes, healthcare, and fighting corruption. When President Klaus invited the acting leader of the Civic Democrats, Petr Nečas, for a meeting at Prague Castle on Thursday morning, there was speculation that he would walk out as the country's prime minister-designate. He walked out alone, and if he was disappointed with the outcome of the meeting, he wasn't letting on.
I'm not in the least bit disappointed. I achieved what I set out to do at this meeting. I informed the president in some detail about the way coalition talks are shaping up and expect the president will come to a decision in his own time, possibly on the grounds of this meeting. And then it may be that I will be invited back for another round of talks at Prague Castle.
Although President Klaus has said that in his view a centre-right coalition with a comfortable 118-seat majority in the lower house is the only viable option for the Czech Republic, the coalition talks are likely to hit some snags. The Civic Democrats' promise not to raise taxes clashes with a public affairs plan to raise corporate tax by 1% and increase the tax paid by high earners. Public affairs policy on health reform and fighting corruption is also closer to the left-wing Social Democrats than to the two right-wing parties with whom it is planning to enter into government. Clearly, one can expect plenty of wheeling and dealing on controversial issues, and the leader of the talks, Petr Nečas, has made it clear that it may take weeks or even months to forge an agreement.
I'm expecting intensive negotiations in the coming weeks and hope that we will have an agreement on the table within a month, at the most within 2 months of the general elections.
Do jednoho měsíce maximálně v průběhu druhého měsíce po volbách.
The man who would be prime minister, maybe, Petr Nečas, ending that report by Daniela Lazarová.